You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The latest unemployment figures were released last week and now stand at 5.1%. This is the highest since September of 2020 and a number that has been steadily rising since 2022. Economist and Policy Director at the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, Craig Rennie, says that there are much more complex and worrying numbers behind this 5%. I spoke to Rennie about why our unemployment numbers continue to rise, how the government can help people get back into work, and whether we're going to see an ease in these numbers anytime soon. New Zealand's most recent unemployment figures came out last week. They're now sitting at 5.1%, which is the highest rate since late 2020. The unemployment rate has been rising since 2022. So was this number expected?
The number was the forecast from the Reserve Bank and very close to the forecast from the Treasury. But the headline rate, 5.1%, hides a lot of really uncomfortable data underneath. And all of the forecasters now believe that unemployment will continue to rise, certainly until the middle of this year.
Uncomfortable numbers, data. What do you mean by that?
So unemployment rose by 33,000 people last year, and that means there's now 156,000 people unemployed. But on top of that, there are now 140,000 people who are in work. They would like more work, but they can't get it. That's the highest number since we started collecting that data and back in 2003. And the number of hours worked each week fell 2.5 million last year. So there's less work being done by that workforce as well. So there's real weakness in that in the labour market, which isn't reflected in just that 5.1 number. So, for example, unemployment increased in 8 out of 12 regions. It went up in Auckland, Christchurch, and in Wellington. And employment, unemployment for Māori and Pacifica is more than is twice the general rate. So there's a lot of things in there which, when you start pulling apart the numbers, things are a lot more concerning than just that 5.1 rate would suggest.
These numbers often turn into some sort of political blame game, with the current government citing it all to fallouts from the previous Labour government. Is this strictly true?
I think I certainly wouldn't say that it's the previous government's fault. It's almost frankly irrelevant whose fault it is right now. The key question is, what unemployed people want to hear is, what are you going to do about it? And that's where we have some real concerns, because there's no current plan to get people back into work. There's just the imposition of new sanctions regimes on the unemployed. We're hoping that by increasing the minimum wage by less than inflation and doing a couple of other things, that we get people back into work. That's not our plan. Right now, we're going to have more people being unemployed in the future, and we don't seem to have any means of helping those people back into work, particularly in locations like Timaru, Pukaroa, and elsewhere, where we've seen really big job losses, where we've seen, you know, big plants, be those meatworks or paper mills, closed, with the loss of hundreds of jobs in those locations.
So is one layer in this issue the fact that these jobs simply don't exist?
So MB collects data on the extent to which the jobs, you know, are there for people to be able to get, and there's a lot of push from the government that people just need to, you know, the Prime Minister said, get a resume, go and do job interviews. Well, MB Job Online data said that the number of job adverts fell nearly 30% last year. They fell across all industries. They fell in every region, and they fell across every skills level. So the jobs aren't there. If we look at the Seek Employment Report for December last year, we can see, again, across the three major cities, there's been a decline of around 22% in the number of advertised jobs in those places. So you have more unemployed people at exactly the same time as there are fewer job openings for them to be able to access.
So how is New Zealand supposed to bounce back from this? What moves would need to be made to kind of ease this unemployment rise?
Certainly one of the things we can do is make it easier to access work, and that often means supporting people with reskilling or retraining. We're doing the opposite of that now. We've halved the support that's available to apprentices through the apprenticeship boost. And we've turned first year free into last year free, which just makes it harder to access tertiary education. We can make sure that work continues to pay, so we can make sure we're lifting the minimum wage at least inflation. And we've now had two years of two cuts to the minimum wage. And then finally, we can make sure that, you know, support services are there to help people get into whatever work is available. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be anything that's doing that in government right now, and we've seen large cuts to public services, so it's unlikely that there's going to be new services available for unemployed people anytime soon.
So none of this sounds particularly positive. You say that unemployment's continuing to rise until the middle of this year. It's forecasted to. Can we expect to see an ease anytime after that, or is there nothing predicted at the moment?
Unemployment is forecast to start declining again towards the end of the year as the economy grows. The key challenge will be, does the economy grow in the way that that people have been forecasting? We've pushed back the dates at which the economy will start to grow again. We've pushed back the dates at which the government's accounts will come back into balance. So it all depends upon whether or not we see growth return in the New Zealand economy. And the challenges there are not only domestic. The challenges there come from Donald Trump being the new US president. They come from global trade being slowed down as a consequence of tariffs. So there's a range of risks that exist there. And if those risks turn out to be true, then we probably won't see unemployment fall again in the way that we're predicting, because the growth won't have turned up to deliver that employment growth. There are a few groups who are particularly badly affected by unemployment right now. We're seeing unemployment in this cycle, in this economic cycle, really be targeted at young people. And unemployment rates for those 15 to 29 have increased much more strongly than unemployment rates for younger groups. The number of jobs being taken by 15 to 29-year-olds, again, has fallen much quicker than other groups. So we're seeing youth unemployment, what we call people who are not in education, employment, or training, what we call NEET in the trade, they're rising quite quickly as well. That's of real concern, because if you're young, the longer you're unemployed, the harder it is to find the next job. And so we need services in New Zealand quite desperately to help support young people back into work, because they're bearing the costs of employment changes right now.
That was NZCTU's Craig Rennie on the latest unemployment figures.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.